Dr. Marvin writes Bob a prescription, and Bob says, oh no, I don't want any more prescriptions. I don't want any more medicine. I have everything, and none of it works. And he says, no, no, it's not that type of prescription. And so on the piece of paper, the prescription says,
welcome to Chin Chats with Spencer Moore. These quick, impactful episodes are designed to help you advocate for yourself and build confidence as you continue on your health journey.
Welcome to Chin Chats. I'm really happy you're here. And today I'm going to be chatting about health burnout. And look, burnout is something we're hearing a lot about these days, especially around work and around responsibilities. I really want to talk about it in the context of health, particularly kind of chronic health conditions or long-term treatments, you know, degenerative diseases. Sarah Ramey, in her incredible book, talks about these mysterious illnesses where you're just searching and searching for answers and you continue to have a lot of health issues and chronic problems. So if that is how you feel, if you are any of these people, then this episode is for you. You know, burnout a lot these days is talk about being overworked and kind of having all these responsibilities. But I also think that burnout can happen when we're constantly battling our own bodies, trying to manage pain, trying to arrange doctor's appointments, trying to go through testing and treatments and side effects and navigating just this severe overwhelm and weight of not feeling the way you want to feel in your body. And look, we can't really take a break from it. Like, you can't just stop taking care of your health and stop trying to find treatments or find solutions to your problems. I do believe that you could possibly take a vacation from it, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But what I want to do is kind of talk about my journey of healing chronic illness and finding answers, because, you know, I've had to learn through decades of poor health how to advocate for myself and how to find a balance in life. I've kind of been on this health burnout roller coaster for decades. And perhaps back in the day, and even recently, I didn't know it was a type of burnout. I think now I'm a bit more aware of it. I'm a bit more aware of the language I use and the ways that I get through these hard moments. Because anytime you're dealing with poor health, there will be hard moments. I talk a lot about how the mental and the physical really do affect each other. And so when you have poor physical health, the mental health is not far behind. And vice versa, when you have poor mental health, it can very easily affect your physical health. So I do believe that it really is a journey. And I think there's a lot of acceptance in that journey. So, you know, accepting that you can't find all the answers today. You can't find all the solutions today. You have to take today as it is. And that's a lot easier said than done, because sometimes in the moment you just want to know, you want to make it better, you want to find a solution. And, it takes a lot of grace and patience to reach a point where if you don't have those solutions and you don't have those answers, that's okay. And this will come, it will come. One area I found to be quite challenging is all or nothing thinking. So really black and white thinking, in these moments where perhaps I have, a severe migraine or I have chronic fatigue or pain. I think, well, it will always be this way. This will be my life forever. And it's very easy in these moments to feel that way. You know, you're sick, you're not living the life that you want, you're grieving a bit of who you want to be, and you think that this will be forever. You know, in those moments of feeling very out of control in your body and in your life, it's so easy to think, I'll always be like this. It's so easy to think, I'll never be able to live the life that other people can live. And there's so many things wrapped up in those sentences. So I want to take them kind of one at a time. The first one of saying that, you know, it will never be different is very much this black and white thinking. And I really have found that my brain is really happy living in the yet. And what I mean by that is living in the moment that I am where I am. I know where I want to go, but I'm not there yet. and accepting that I'm not there yet. My brain really likes that space. So for example, I've always been a runner. I've loved running. I've been a runner since I was a teenager, and I haven't run for years. It started because I had quite severe migraine attacks. I also broke my ankle at one point. I've gone through periods of chronic fatigue, and I haven't been able to run. Now, I dream about running again, and I want to run again. And I think in my brain, I can't run yet, or I'm not running yet. And maybe I'll never run again. I don't know. I mean, we don't know these things, but I like living in this space of yet because it gives me a feeling of hope, a feeling of knowing that it could be a possibility. It's not a no, maybe it's not a yes, but it's somewhere in the middle. And I find that my brain really does like that space. And I find it takes pressure off of saying, I want to run and I want to run tomorrow. Right? You know, you don't start lifting a 200-pound weight at once. You build up slowly. And so giving yourself that time and space to build and also to rest is very important. It's very much a balance, and only you will know what balance is right at what time. Okay, so let's go back to the sentence I said above, because the first part was, I'll never be able to do something. And we know now that that's very black and white thinking. And the other one was that that I won't be able to live like other people can live, right? And these are expectations, and they can be so detrimental. Comparisons, assumptions, you know, there's a phrase about assumptions that when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me, which is true. I do find that comparisons are really worse than assumptions in a way, because when you're assuming something, you know that it's kind of your internal belief of what something is. But when you compare something, there's an assumption inside of it, but I think it's kind of hidden, right? Because when you compare something, you assume that they're equal normally, but nothing is ever equal. Right? So when I see people out on the street, or I see somebody running, or I see people out having pizza and gluten and beer and, you know, like really enjoying the afternoon, and I think, well, I'm on a gluten-free diet, I'm on an alcohol-free diet, I can't run, you know, I can't do any of these things. But I know nothing about what those other people are doing. I know nothing about what those other people are going through in their lives. Maybe this is the first pizza one person has had in 2 years because they've also been on a gluten-free diet. Or, you know, maybe this person is running for the first time after they broke their ankle. I don't know. And my brain really does kind of create these scenarios of, well, they have this amazing life and I'm limited and I don't have the capacity. And the truth is that our brains create this, but we don't know. We can't know if it's ever going to happen or not. And so that's kind of where I like this living in the yet, living in that middle space. You know, here I could go down a rabbit hole of neuroplasticity and neuroscience and how we can retrain our brains, and that the behavioral patterns we have are just kind of the deepest grooves at that moment. But that science now has proven to us that we can create new grooves, right? We can create new patterns. And that's a really important thing to realize, that it's not all black and white. It's not, you know, all or nothing thinking. We can do so much more than we think we can. And science has proven that. But my point in all of this is that the all or nothing thinking and the expectations can easily put us on a path to feeling so burnt out and overwhelmed with our health and with challenges and illnesses. And, you know, I do believe that it's in these moments, if we can think about how, you know, how we can't do something in this moment, but it doesn't mean that we'll never be able to do it. And also how, even though we see people living full and fulfilled lives, we really don't know what those lives look like at home, behind closed doors. We really don't know the journey that other people are on. And so I just think that it's so important to kind of stay in our lane, think about our lives, think about what we can do, and, you know, realize that comparing and creating expectation, it just doesn't really serve a purpose, especially when you're thinking about the stress management of chronic illness. we all have different capacities and thresholds in our lives, and we know that these capacities can change. We are not one way forever. In fact, it takes more effort to stay the same than it does to change. So, you know, our bodies are constantly shifting and changing and growing and regenerating. So much is going on. So just remember that this won't last forever. It won't be permanent. You know, and while I say this, I mean, some days it does help, and some days it's easy to kind of get out of these, you know, patterns and thinking patterns and loops. But some days it's not. Some days it's just stressful. And some days you just want to be sad, and you want to grieve, and you want to let out these feelings of feeling like you're not living the life that you dreamed of living, or that you wanted to live, or that you're not where you want to be. You know, the stress of this can really trigger and exacerbate poor health. And so it's important to let these feelings out. It's important to be honest with how you feel. There are many days where I'm very emotional and I cry, or I just want to be alone, or I want to feel sorry for myself. You know, I want to kind of bask in my own self-pity of just feeling bad. And I've found more and more that I need these days sometimes. I need these days to say, you know, it's just, I'm having a day that I just need to feel a certain way. I don't need to pretend that things are okay. I don't need to have this kind of positivity of things will be better. I just want to be kind of in my space and let these feelings out. And what I've found, you know, I just want to be sad. I want to grieve. I want to release the pain that comes along with grieving and sadness and all of this. And I find that when I do let out those feelings, that I tend to bounce back and feel a lot better afterwards. You know, it's like relieving pressure from a canister, and it's also creating more space. So when I let out those feelings of anger and sadness and frustration, overwhelm, you know, there's more space then for the feelings of motivation and strength and resilience so that I can keep moving forward. And, you know, that to me has been a huge shift. Because I think that there's a shame around feeling like poor me. And yes, there are limitations to this. You know, I do think that there's a really amazing power in realizing your capabilities and realizing what you can overcome while accepting your situation. So we don't need to live in a land of being a victim. But every now and then, it's nice to just feel what you feel and be honest about it. It really does create more space for other things to come. You know, healing is not a linear path. It's not just kind of this upward slope, you know, like we studied in math. It's an up and down, back and forth. It's kind of like the elevator in Willy Wonka. It goes in all directions in all ways. And, you know, I believe that accepting that we can't force our bodies to heal in a certain timeline or in a certain way is really important. And one thing I've found that has helped me quite a lot is kind of embracing the plateau. And I think, you know, we talk about weight loss and, you know, you lose weight and then you just hit a plateau. And it's like, oh, the plateau is such a terrible thing. I don't think the plateau is a terrible thing. I think that actually is a needed thing. And perhaps our bodies are saying like, all right, we're just going to hang out here for a minute. I think there's a lesson to be learned there. Sometimes we just need a break. Our bodies need a break. Our minds need a break. You know, there's a hustle and a grind sometimes to healing. And I think sometimes we just need to be. We don't need to heal. We don't need to live. We don't need to rest. We just need to be. And that is going to look different for every single person and every individual. You know, for me, I like the fact that sometimes I can just kind of step back and take a break. It relieves the pressure of feeling like I always need to be finding answers, or I always need to be finding a solution, or I always need to be avoiding triggers. And it's exhausting. And it's nice sometimes to just say, you know what, I'm just going to take a break and live. Which leads me into the part I mentioned at the beginning about a vacation. So I like to talk about movies here. In my first 10 chats, I talked about the movie Born Yesterday, and it's one of my favorite movies. And I talked about it in the context of, you know, we have to go on this journey ourselves. You know, other people can't heal our bodies. Other people can't advocate for us. And we really need to learn the skill to do it ourselves. And today I want to talk about a movie from the 90s as well. And it's called What About Bob? It's Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. It has a great cast. And Bob is a psychiatric patient. He's a hypochondriac. He has a lot of health problems, and he's quite paralyzed in his life. He can't really do a lot. And so he sees Richard Dreyfuss, this famous psychiatrist, and Richard Dreyfuss is Dr. Marvin. So Dr. Marvin writes Bob a prescription, and Bob says, oh no, I don't want any more prescriptions. I don't want any more medicine. I have everything, and none of it works. And he says, no, it's not that type of prescription. And so on the piece of paper, the prescription says, take a vacation from your problems. And so Bob very much embraces this, and that's kind of the storyline of the movie, no spoilers. And I love this. I love this concept. I love this permission to kind of take a vacation from the problems, from the stress, to kind of disconnect from the reality and just live life, right? I think sometimes that's exactly what we need, is we need a vacation from the stress, and we can't all run out and go take a week off from our life and stop the doctor's appointments, the treatments, or, you know, stop work and go lay on a beach for a week. That's not really the reality. If you can do that, then great, enjoy it. But if you can't, then take a vacation from your problems and let that look however you want it to look. So perhaps you find some time for something that's just for you. Perhaps maybe it's 15 minutes and you sit and have a cup of tea and you read a book, or you order a new book that you've been wanting to read, or you watch a movie, or you go for a walk. Let it be whatever you want it to be, but try to be intentional in that that space is for you to enjoy yourself outside of everything else that's happening at that moment. Yeah, I think that it's a time to be free from the weight of the responsibilities and the stress and the labels and the diagnoses and the treatments. And that to me is such an important place. So that's it. That's what I have to say today about health burnout. I do think that it's something that we can push through. We are so much more resilient than we think we are. We have so much more capabilities than we think we do. And yeah, it's learning these little skills and trying different things to see what works best for you. We're all so different, and we all have to walk our own paths. So I don't know. I hope this helps. Thank you so much for being here. And yeah, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Hairy Chin Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, find even more tools and resources by signing up for the Hairy Chin newsletter. Head over to www.thehairychin.com to join our village and stay in the know. I'm Spencer Moore, reminding you that knowledge isn't just powerful, it's empowering. When you know better, you do better. So stay strong, keep going, and I'll see you next time.